Well, I just got to all her arms, she's probably all over the tree.
Thank you, John.
I never saw anyone get so many presents. I can hardly wait to see what's in them.
Why don't Mr. Whiteside open this, Butler?
Well, John, you see, Christmas is Mr. Whiteside's personal property. He invented it, and it belongs to him. First thing tomorrow morning, Mr. Whiteside will open each and every present, and there will be the damnedest fuss you ever saw.
Well, look who he got presents from. This one's from Faye Emerson. And Catherine Hepburn. And look at this, Tennessee Williams. Ed Sullivan. And Ethel Merman. I can hardly wait for tomorrow. And Mr. Whiteside's tree is so beautiful, too. Mr. and Mrs. Whiteside can dance in their bedroom, you know. They can hardly even undress at night.
Good evening, John.
Good evening, Mr. Jefferson. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Maggie. Merry Christmas, Sarah.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Jefferson.
Merry Christmas, Maggie.
Merry Christmas.
Say, business is good, isn't it? Why, with a little quiet blackmail in the weekly radio hour we get you. What did the sponsors give him?
They gave him a full year's supply of their product. Cream of mush.
Well, they'll give it right back to them over the air.
Wait till you hear tonight's broadcast, old fellow. It's so sticky I haven't been able to get it off my fingers since I copied it.
I'll bet. Look, I'll come clean. Under the influence of God knows what, I just brought you a Christmas present.
Why, Mr. Jefferson, sir.
Oh, yeah, like you see, before I throw away my hard-earned money.
Bert, this is very sweet of you. I'm quite touched. What is it? I can't wait.
It's a 2-year subscription to Playboy magazine. You think I'm going to tell you? Come on down and see.
All right. You know, this is the most wonderful Christmas I've ever had.
Yeah, same here. I'm really glad Jerry Feller broke his hip.
Sherry, I'm going downtown for a few minutes with Horace Greeley. I won't be long.
No, well, no, well, Mr. W. How about a game of bridge after your broadcast tonight?
No, I will not play bridge with you, Klondike Harry. You've been swindling the hell out of me for 2 weeks already. Where are you off to now, Madam Butterfly?
I'm being given a Christmas present. Anything you want done downtown?
Yes. Bring baby a lollipop. What are you giving me for Christmas, Jefferson? I have enriched your feeble life beyond your capacity to repay me.
Yes, that's what I figured. So I'm not giving you anything.
Oh, I see. So, well, I was going to give you my old trust, but now I shan't. What time are those radio men coming, Maggie?
Oh, about 6:30. I'll be here. You've got to cut, Sherry. You're 4 minutes over. By the way, there's a cable here from Beverly Carlton. He says he doesn't know a train he can get out of Chicago, but he'll be here sometime this evening.
Good. Can he stay overnight?
No, he has to get right out again. He sails on Friday on the Da Vinci.
Oh, you think I could get an interview with him? Beverly Carlton used to be one of my heroes.
Used to be, you ink-stained hack. Beverly Carlton is the greatest single talent in the English theater today. Maggie, take this illiterate numbskull out of my sight and don't bring him back.
Yes, Mr. Whiteside, sir. I won't come back until Beverly Carlton gets here.
Where are we going, Bert? I can't wait to see what you bought me. I'm like a 10-year-old kid.
No, you look like a 10-year-old kid right now, Maggie. Get that.
Hello, operator. Give me the Mansion House, please.
No, I don't know the number.
Hello, Mansion House? Tell me, has Miss Lorraine Sheldon arrived yet? Yes, that's right. Miss Sheldon from New York. She hasn't, huh? Clot? Miss Green, what do you mean coming into a room like that?
But I wasn't coming in, I was going out.
Miss Green, you are obviously in this room, right?
Yes, it's true, but...
All right, then, therefore, knock.
There was some express with me on the great Mr. Whiteside. I told him to come around the front.
Oh, thank you, John. Well, go on, Miss Green, you look like a frozen custard. Go away.
Get right in here, Cat. Don't scrape the walls. Why, it's some kind of animals.
I'll say it sounds. We have to feed them 7 o'clock this morning.
Who's it from, John?
The USS Nautilus at the South Pole.
Bring it over here. Why, they're penguins! Two penguins! Hello, my pretties!
Two of those slats are loose. Directions to Feeney at the top.
To be fed only eels, whale blubber, and cracked lobster.
They had some Coca-Cola this morning and liked it.
You know, John, they make the most entrancing companions. Will you take them into the library with me?
Yes, sir.
And you better tell Sarah to order a couple of dozen cracked lobsters.
Yes, sir.
Wonder if there's any whale blubber in this town.